predicting pollution by the light of the moon. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The bright full moon and the invisible new moon bring the most extreme tides of each month. They also bring the highest levels of harmful bacteria, according to researchers at Stanford and their colleagues. They don't yet know why, but it's possible the tides come into contact with polluted groundwater or decaying matter high on the beach. In any case, the finding will help beach managers better predict when swimming may be unsafe. In other pollution news, researchers at the Medical University of South Carolina report that a kind of pollution-eating bacteria generates electricity. Other power-generating bacteria are known, but these ones are particularly good at breaking down highly toxic compounds, making it possible to clean water and produce electricity at the same time. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.